Nordhaus Dunes. The noble and the just Dolomedes Tenebrosus. Look, we need to have this conversation because you want to move slightly away from all the sources of light at Nordhaus. Dolomedes Tenebrosus will run away from humans, but can bite, it's possible. And if it did bite, which it won't, it would be similar to a bee or wasp sting. You are more likely to be bitten by a wasp or a bee than a spider, so just don't worry about it. It will run away from you. Please understand, spiders are everywhere, and so are bees and snakes and the terrible ticks that you should worry about. Spiders, unlike ticks, have a great wisdom about them and will absolutely avoid humans. Half jokingly, unless you shine a flashlight at their butt, which especially in Dolomedes Tenebrosus culture means that you are supremely lonely and interested in the ritual. And even then, you would need to eat nothing but beans and straight-up lactose while being gravely lactose intolerant to attract them further with your good vibrations. These spiders freaking love vibrations. Dolomedes are a gentle and smart creature. They are not deceptive as some claim. They are smart, and you can hang your flashlight away from the camp to send them that way. And they are not crazy about the fire unless crazy bright. So if you build up a collar around your campfire, which you should do anyway, they won't care to head that way. It is nature. You are nature, and there is a natural order of things, especially at the woods. Ancient woods have ancient rules. They will not crawl up your anything, though you should always check your shoes as a rule of adventure. They will leave you alone. They just get interested in bright lights all over the place, and they want to see what's going on. Maybe that means that they truly, deeply love sunsets, too. Some Dolomedes can hunt underwater by creating a bubble around themselves. They are part of the order of things. They are smart. They are evolved. They are going to leave you alone. Your main worries at Nordhaus are, above all, and by far, your knife, or axe, or maybe saw. Always, always cut away from yourself. This is yet another rule of adventure, independent from everything else. The sharp part of your knife must never ever point towards you. If you ignore this rule, your adventure will end with a trip to the emergency room. The knife blade must always point away from you, especially when doing stupid stuff like carving your stick. If you must point the blade towards yourself, which will be shortly thereafter followed by cutting towards yourself, you are then not ready to use the blade, and you must put it away. And please, either way, always wear cut-proof gloves. It protects your delicate hands. It's just another wise rule of adventure. We are survivors, descendants of great warriors. Be respectful of rules of adventure. You no doubt know the rules when it comes to thunderstorms. Don't stick out. In the woods, you additionally have to watch out for widowmakers, dead trees or branches that may fall due to major wind gusts. Don't be out in the open and watch out for falling trees. Then your next worry is not to set up camp in places where a flash flood may occur. It may wash out your camp or wet your gear, which is probably already wet, and cause all kinds of trouble, especially at night. Then ticks, meaning stay on the trails, don't take shortcuts, do not harm dune grass especially. The trails have no ticks, you will have no trouble. And then garbage. While raccoons are rare at the sites in Nordhaus, they may come if you leave your food out. So hang your food away, far in a tree, from a branch, in a plastic bag, on some cordage, so that the raccoons can climb in there. Other than that, there are porcupines, but they just like to peek at you and then leave. Porcupines do not attack. They are ancient, wise, intelligent, beautiful, and curious. They are a blessing. I have not heard of wolves at Nordhaus, but I did hear coyotes from quite far away. They are extremely delicate and as scared of you as squirrels. Just keep away. There are some bears, but they have been reintroduced by hand by park rangers, so they are being watched over and likely have a raccoon personality. They may test you to see if you run, but only for their own fun, or as a small warning. So if you are out on the trail and away from their home and they want to be unwise, start dancing in circles. Give them your best dance. They will dream about the encounter for ages. Bottom line is that animals chase what runs. So don't really run. If I was alone, I'd grab a stick and ready for an attack. It wouldn't happen. If others were with me, the bear would need a stick, as I'd be the one attacking, but only to entertain my guests. The bears to worry about are way up in Canada. There, you will need to fire a warning shot. Or if you're like me, hose yourself down with bear pepper spray, as they don't want to eat anything that's twitching and screaming. But again, natural order of things. They won't attack you unless you are making a huge freaking mistake. Over at the state park, the deer are actually tame. They may still not let you touch them, unless you are a real princess, or so I hear. They wouldn't let me pet them, but they enjoyed staring at me standing there, with my feelings slightly hurt and mouth opened from the awe of being so close to a little pony with horns. It was quite the experience, I tell you. I made my way to the state park as I heard the office had Wi-Fi. Make sure you have water with you, and just in case, a water filter. The campsites that are a few miles removed all have water pumps, but I once saw some daring teenagers filtering water straight out of Lake Michigan. This can be safe given a proper filter. Those things do work. But bottom line is, there are no drinkable water sources at Nordhaus. You will need to bring your own water or a filter that you can trust. If you want, and I did want, look for a bite extractor. It claims to work for mosquitoes, snakes, wasps, and bees, and will work for those spider stings too. But again, spiders don't bite. They run away from people. It's like a reverse plunger type device. It sucks, probably in more ways than one. And then for tick bites, which won't happen if you stay on the trail, you will need a tick removal kit, which will be tweezers probably. You can often find alcohol prep pads at the dollar store. Finally, you may also consider getting a little ingrown nail kit if you lost a toenail recently. The idea is that the skin around the area where you lost your nail will collapse in because the nail is no longer pushing it. So as your new nail grows, it will start biting into the skin. So you want to make sure that the newly growing toenail is nice and smooth around the edges and comes in at a decent angle that gives the skin time to adjust. And just add all these to your first aid kit and then never worry about it. You never get hurt out there. You go to Nordhaus to restore your body. An unhealthy lifestyle is the number one worry. Overwork and overeating and the damage that causes in long term is a gazillion times more dangerous than anything at Nordhaus. Michigan Nordhaus Dunes Wilderness Area is a place of healing. The parking is free. You don't have to do anything other than just park your car somewhere where no one will bother and go for an adventure. You can stay there a week, a month, or two. Just, you know, leave a note on your dashboard that explains what you are doing at Nordhaus. This way, if you are staying for an extended period of time, the park rangers won't have to worry about, and if there's police checking if everything's okay, they can just see what's going on, and they will move on and leave you the heck alone. You don't have to worry about any of that. You just need to focus on yourself, on healing, on restoring your proper diet, on falling asleep at sundown instead of some crazy time, on listening to your narrated books, on enjoying the sunsets, on cooking by the fire. Don't worry about anything else. It truly is a place of healing.